thinks back and his eyes shine. Says, listen, child, once upon a time. Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mama's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Jacob's ladder.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN.
Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee.
And 107.3 FM.
Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The country is looking back on the life and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday at the age of 100. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the tributes pouring in.
President-elect Trump saying the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. Earlier this year, Carter's grandson revealed his grandfather was holding on to cast his vote for Kamala Harris. The vice president writing in a statement, "His life and legacy continue to inspire me and will inspire generations to come."
In an address Sunday evening, President Biden called Carter a remarkable leader who lived a life measured not by words but by his deeds. Biden was the first U.S. senator to endorse Carter's run for president in 1976. American investigators are now on their way to South Korea in an effort to help with the investigation into that plane crash that killed 179 people over the weekend. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. January milk up 43 to 2005, February up 56 to 2046, March up 34 to 2022, April up 25 to 1976. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 2 3/4 to 176 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 1 1/4 to 187 1/4. 5-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 257 1/2. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 138 3/4. 3 trades on the day. Dry way up 1 to 75 and one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher Friday as the trade had beneficial news of higher cash markets and higher box beef prices that helped feeder cattle move through resistance levels at 260, which led to additional buying interest. Hog markets were mostly higher, even though the pork cutout value was higher. The nearbys did close a bit lower due to some profit taking. December live cattle up 72 cents to 193.50. January feeder cattle up 207 to 260.137. February hogs down 5 cents to 84.15. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets relatively flat in a holiday type of trade. Lack of fresh fundamental news to support the markets also contributed. Meanwhile, soybeans were mostly lower. Lower meal prices, also weekly export inspections were soft, and that all combined to help pressure the markets. Wheat markets mostly higher on some technical buying for the end of the week. New crop corn down 1 to 440 and 3 quarters. New crop beans down 5 to 1004 and a half. March wheat up 5.5 to 546 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, March up 1.25 to 595 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 597, January 4 even, new crop 381. Cash beans 905, January and February 905, new crop 915. Big River Resources Boyceville, December, January and February corn 414, March 416. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 419, new crop at 392. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 399, new crop at 390, cash beans at 9 even, new crop 929. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 402, new crop 391, cash beans 895, new crop 914. At Red Wing Grains, April corn 461 and a half, May 461 and a half, June 464 and a half, new crop 440 and 3 quarters. March beans 980, April 10 and 1 half, May 10 and 1 half, new crop 1004 and a half. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 401, new crop 382, cash beans 909, new crop 931. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 176, market cows 79 to 117, market bulls 120 to 150, calves 290 to 990, beef steers 180 to 390, Holstein steers 107 to 315. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is actress Holly Robinson Peete for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best Eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 38 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low 20s by late tomorrow afternoon. You can save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Uncle Sam dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, we'll rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Since the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed, flag waving, fun-loving crowd, their heart is in the music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Don't reach for handouts, we reach for those who are down. And every local chapter has a 7-day-a-week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. We represent the mud flap, six-pack, bear crack, overtaxed, flag-waving, fun-loving crowd. Their heart is in music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay.
Some time to clear my mind and give myself a change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. I saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. I came out of my shell, really doing well. I met someone who thinks the world of me. She talks of rings and whispers loving things. She's everything you'd want a girl to be. But when she holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. It seems as though I'm never gonna win. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind. This heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh,
take your love to town. Oh, for God's sakes, turn around.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Rogers and Ruby here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Areas of fog in the region this morning. Temperatures in the 30s, and unfortunately the clouds, they are going to stick around here, it looks like, this week, and it's also going to get colder. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be chatting with Andy Benson. He's with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He had a chance to take a trip to New York and learn about the use of soy oil as a home heating oil. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that with Andy here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Federal courts reverse a decision on beneficial ownership information again. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
On Friday morning, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Court reversed its Monday decision to lift the preliminary injunction against the federal government's enforcement of the beneficial ownership information reporting rules under the Corporate Transparency Act. Roger McGowan, professor of agriculture law and taxation at Washburn University School of Law.
And so the BOI reporting rules are again suspended. FinCEN cannot enforce them while the courts try and figure this out. It was just a one-page order. And basically, Greg, what the court did was explain that its decision today, vacating their decision on Monday, was necessary, as they said, to preserve the constitutional status quo while the merits panel considers the party's weighty substantive arguments, end quote. So that's the right decision. They should have never done what they did on Monday. Now, that was the motions panel. This is the merits panel. But the motions panel should have said, you know, this is going to create too much havoc. We're way late in the game with a January 1 deadline that was pending, and they should have just let things lie. Thankfully, the merits panel has vacated Monday's decision, so no BOI reporting for the time being.
McGowan says we wouldn't be in this position if Congress had addressed the issue in the continuing resolution to move the deadline further out while the courts considered the constitutional issues.
Because there are multiple cases that are out there. We're waiting on an opinion from the 11th Circuit. Fifth Circuit has this one. There are about a half a dozen other district court cases that have been filed. And so it's really up to the Congress to deal with this. The new Congress, once they get put in place, this needs to be one of the first things that they address. They really should eliminate this havoc, because filing these reports, some have had to have the reports filed for them already simply because it was a time crunch for the CPAs and the tax attorneys that do this. If you had a lot of these clients, then these reports, you needed to get started on them. You couldn't wait on the courts. And so, of course, those small businesses and farms and ranches got billed for that work, which may or may not end up being necessary. And that is the real problem. And Congress really needs to take the bull by the horn.
McGowan says that this issue is not done when it comes to the courts.
The Fifth Circuit's dealing with it now. It's on an expedited review. So is the 11th Circuit. If we get conflicting opinions, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And it could end up in the Supreme Court's lap even without conflicting opinions, because there could be an emergency appeal to try to get on the court's emergency docket to have the Supreme Court deal with the constitutional issues here.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 38 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low 20s by late tomorrow afternoon. You can save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Country 1430
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tim McGraw and Where the Green Grass Grows here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have areas of fog and temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning. While agriculture technology investment could be turning a corner after values increased for two straight quarters, it makes a positive sign for food and farm startups. Now, in the third quarter, there were deals valuing $1.6 billion. That's a 15% increase over the previous quarter. That, according to PitchBook's latest ag tech report. Now, Alex Frederick, a senior analyst at PitchBook and one of the report's authors, told Agriculture Dive that there's some optimism as venture capitalists are now valuing quality over quantity in their investments into new things all related to technology and agriculture. That could be some good news here coming up in 2025. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. For almost 5 years, Mexican officials have been threatening to cease imports of genetically modified corn from the United States, but a panel last week determined that would be a violation of the USMCA trade agreement. I'll have more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
Last week's ruling by a USMCA dispute resolution panel marked a significant victory for U.S. corn growers and trade advocates. The panel, which provides oversight for the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, found that Mexico's proposed restrictions on genetically modified corn imports violated key provisions of that trade agreement, including the requirement for science-based regulations. This dispute dates back to late 2020, when Mexico announced plans to phase out GM corn by the end of 2024, citing environmental and health concerns. Earlier this year, the Mexican government issued a decree banning GM corn imports for human consumption, a move directly targeting staples like tortillas. With Mexico being the largest export market for U.S. corn, accounting for nearly $5 billion worth of exports through October of this year, American producers saw this as a direct threat to that market. In response, the U.S. initiated consultations under the USMCA, arguing that Mexico's actions lacked scientific justification and created unfair trade barriers. The dispute escalated to a formal panel review, culminating in last week's decision. The panel ruled that Mexico must amend its policies to comply with the USMCA rules within 45 days or face potential trade sanctions. The National Corn Growers Association celebrated the ruling, with NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. calling it, quote, an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities. The U.S. Grains Council echoed the sentiment, emphasizing the importance of science-based trade agreements in maintaining strong export markets. As Ryan LeGrand, president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, said, quote, Mexico has always been an important market for U.S. corn, and this ruling ensures that our farmers can continue to deliver. Looking ahead, the focus now shifts to Mexico's compliance with the panel's recommendations. While Mexican officials have expressed dissatisfaction with the ruling, they've signaled a willingness to work towards a resolution. I'll have more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yes, the win for U.S. corn growers under the USMCA panel should help keep that massive export market opportunity open to growers from north of the Rio Grande. Though corn exporters will likely be watching Mexico closely to ensure further roadblocks aren't erected in the coming months. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 1073 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Almost over and the summer's coming, the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
I just had to call, babe, I got your letter, and I understood almost every line. You said TLC is what you missed from me. You want back in my arms, PDQ. And ooh, I love this game, them three letters by your name, L-O-A. What does that say?
She said, oh, baby, it's so simple. Did not mean to make it hard to understand. I've been gone so long. I want you to know I miss my man. Oh, yes, I do. And that message for you tells you what I'm gonna do when I get home. I said, oh, baby, I do love you. And I'm always amazed the way we feel. And I, T-G-I-F, I thank God I found you when I did. Yes, I do. In three letters by your name, I will give you just the same when you get home. Oh, yes, I will. Hello, baby.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of vegetables if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party, proceed to party.
Now I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie, when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup,
what?
I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
seen you in yellow, but only you red will do for this fella. Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend, lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. agriculture is bracing for a potential work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports that could greatly disrupt American red meat exports. Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance broke down in mid-November over issues related to automation and have shown little progress over the past month. The two sides reached a tentative agreement on wages in early October and temporarily extended the existing labor agreement. However, the contract extension expires January 15th. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says the uncertainty is already impacting red meat exports. USMEF President Dan Hellstrom says ocean carriers are announcing surcharges related to a potential strike, and exporters are forced to look where possible to divert shipments to other ports. Approximately 45% of waterborne U.S. pork exports ship out of the East and Gulf Coast ports. On the beef side, that total is 30%. Following congressional votes on year-end legislation, the National Corn Growers Association President Ken Hartman Jr. said corn growers were disappointed about no year-round access to E15. We thought it would be in the end-of-year legislation package, he said. The no-cost provision would have provided a market-driven solution to farmers experiencing low corn prices. The organization is calling on legislators to address the matter as quickly as possible at the start of the new Congress and fix the issue once and for all. National Corn Growers Association said it appreciated House and Senate Agriculture Committee leadership and others who worked hard to extend the farm bill and provide much-needed economic and disaster assistance in farm country, said Hartman. Now, the assistance will help growers reeling from natural disasters like hurricanes and wildfires and multiple years of low crop prices with higher input costs. U.S. egg production totaled 8.92 billion during November of 2024, down 4% from last year. Production included 7.68 billion table eggs and 1.24 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.15 billion were broiler type and 90.3 million were egg type. The average number of layers in November totaled 376 million. That was down 3% from last year. A report from the University of Florida says Hurricane Milton, when it made landfall on October 9th, hit more than 5.7 million acres of agricultural land. Over 68% of those acres were grazing land. Across all other commodity groups, approximately 62% of impacted acreage experienced low-intensity weather conditions. Another 38% of the acreage experienced moderate intensity, and less than 1% experienced high intensity. Preliminary estimates of production losses for Florida's agriculture producers from Hurricane Milton are between $190.4 million and $642.7 million. The commodity groups hardest hit in terms of production losses were vegetables, melons, and potatoes, followed by greenhouse nursery producers and animals and animal products. Reports say that President-elect Donald Trump threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal. FarmDoc said he accused Panama of charging excessive rates to use the passage, which drew a sharp rebuke from Panama's president. Speaking to supporters in Arizona, Trump also said he wouldn't let the canal fall into the wrong hands, warning of a potential Chinese influence on the passage. The Panama Canal is a critical choke point for U.S. agriculture and the overall U.S. economy, said Dennis Runt of Farm News Media. 72% of all cargo transitioning the Panama Canal is either coming or going to the U.S., including a substantial portion of U.S. agricultural exports, said Farm Bureau's Betty Resnick. The Buffalo County Farm Service Agency has announced that county committee elections are now over. Keith Wensleen was elected to represent local administrative area number 3. Now nearly 7,800 FSA county committee members serve FSA offices nationwide. They are a critical component to the day-to-day operations of FSA. They help deliver programs at the county level and work to serve the needs of local farmers. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 38 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the low 20s by late tomorrow afternoon. You can save money with lower-cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas. Texas.
been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speak, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while. What he had to say to me hit me pretty hard, because I think a lot of folks get started this way. He said, I thought it would be so easy, another one-night stand. She seemed so warm and willing, right in the palm of my hand. Now it's 3 months ago last Wednesday since I woke up in her bed. Lord, I think I love her, but it scares me half to death. You know I'm a raging, a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? Now she's feeling sick in the mornings. She can't get into her jeans. I spent my last $10, bought her a secondhand ring. I start to work next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you?
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.